This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Holes are in houses, and a lie is a lie. If it weren't so pathetic, it'd be tragic. If it weren't so harmful and destructive, it would be absurdly funny. This is now what passes for presidential leadership and Republican senatorial enablers, including, shamefully, several from the South, among them notably Tom Cotton from Arkansas, to its great embarrassment. A great equine leader in the early days of the organization's history in Arkansas was Bill Whipple, a carpet cleaner originally from Nebraska. Bill ended up as an elected member of the Pulaski County Quorum Court in the late 1970s. He was infamous for several often repeated one-liners. The one that I would like to share in the wake of the continued reports of ridiculous hair-splitting rather than truth-telling, apologizing, and fence-mending. Bill used to say to me, if I knew the definition of a rationale, the answer was supposed to be no, regardless of the number of times he told me the same story. And so then he would then say, Wade, a rationale is a lie in the skin of a reason. Yes, exactly. But as Brother Whipple clearly would admonish, still a lie. So the spinning and so-called damage control from the White House over President Trump's ethnic and racist slurs in the immigration meeting has run from strong language, supposedly used by one and all, and frankly, who cares, since there had better be strong language when it comes to finding a solution for 800,000 Dreamers and more than 10 million immigrants, to the aiding and abetting rationales from the suddenly memory-restored Senators Cotton and Perdue from Georgia. Originally, Cotton and Perdue were the two monkeys who heard no evil and saw no evil, or at least did no evil. A day later, they adopted a new strategy in coordination with the White House spin masters, or as we should call them more appropriately, the blank diggers. Now they attacked Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat, and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's version of the quotes. With their restored memory, they were now clear they'd heard everything, and it was not as Durbin told, or why Graham had risen to challenge the president. Now, a day later, the plot doesn't thicken so much as it gets waist deep. Cotton and Perdue's story is hanging by the thinnest layer of, I guess, toilet paper. Reportedly, their rationalization is based on the fact they heard Trump say Africa and other countries were blank house countries rather than blank hole countries. This now defines a distinction without a difference. Still 100% racist, no question about that. There will be no African country or leaders from Haiti, for example, who will now say, oh, hey, no problem. Surely we're not definitely blank hole countries, but we're okay being called blank house countries. Anyone other than perhaps Trump and the White House staff and their enablers, Senators Cotton and Perdue, must be the only people this side of Pennsylvania Avenue in the Trump Tower who don't know that in an outhouse, the hole is in the house. In fact, that's the sole and only purpose of the house. Not only are they all bald-faced liars, but they are so out of touch totally with Americans that they have obviously never been in such a house, or they would have all shut their mouths and pleaded for mercy and forgiveness. President Trump is lucky to have Senators Cotton and Perdue handy to wipe up his mess, and no, I won't get any more specific than that, but they all need to come clean before they humiliate themselves, the country, and their states any more than they already have. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.